Acts chapter 8, God will go after one soul. When God moves you from the crowd to reach one person. Introduction. Have you ever wondered why God allows certain hardships, interruptions, or unexpected changes in your life? Maybe a door closed that you wanted opened. Maybe you were forced into a situation you never asked for. Maybe your plans changed overnight. When we read Acts chapter 8, we discover a powerful truth. What looks like a setback to us may actually be God setting the stage for something greater. The early church faced intense persecution. Believers were forced to leave their homes and scatter throughout the region. At first, it looked like the enemy was winning, but God had a different plan. Instead of stopping the gospel, persecution spread it. Acts 8 teaches us that God can use difficult circumstances, unlikely people, and unexpected opportunities to bring salvation to those who are searching for truth. What the enemy meant for harm, God used for good. Acts chapter 8, verse 4, NLT. But the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went. After Stephen's death, persecution broke out against the church. Families were scattered. Believers were forced to leave Jerusalem. Their lives were disrupted. Yet everywhere they went, they continued preaching Jesus. The enemy tried to silence the church. Instead, the gospel spread farther than ever before. Modern day analogy. Imagine a person who loses their job unexpectedly. At first, they feel frustrated and confused. They wonder why God allowed it. Weeks later, they accept a new position in another city. Through that move, they meet a coworker who is struggling with addiction, depression, and hopelessness. As they share their testimony and introduce their struggling coworker to Christ, that person's life is transformed. Years later, they realize that what felt like a setback was actually God positioning them to reach someone who desperately needed salvation. Sometimes God uses uncomfortable situations to place us exactly where He wants us. The gospel is for everyone. Acts chapter 8, verses 5 to 8, NLT. Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about the Messiah. This was significant because Jews and Samaritans had a long history of hostility toward one another. Many Jews looked down on Samaritans, but God didn't. God sent revival directly into Samaria. People were healed. Lives were changed. Joy filled the city. The lesson. God does not divide people according to race, social status, background, mistakes, economic class. The gospel is for everybody. Jesus died for the rich, the poor, the churchgoer, the addict, the businessman, the prisoner, the homeless, the religious, the rebellious. No one is beyond God's reach. Believing is more than just being interested. In Acts chapter 8, verses 9 to 13, Simon the sorcerer was amazed by God's power. He believed and was baptized. Yet later, Peter exposed a serious issue in Simon's heart. Simon wanted spiritual power without true surrender. He wanted the benefits of God without fully submitting to God. The danger today, many people want blessings, miracles, favor, protection, answered prayers, but they do not want repentance, obedience, holiness, submission. The goal of Christianity is not simply receiving something from God. The goal is knowing God. The Holy Ghost is essential. Acts 8, verses 14 to 17. The believers in Samaria had heard the gospel, believed the message, been baptized. Yet Scripture says they had not yet received the Holy Ghost. Peter and John prayed for them, and they received the promised Spirit. This shows us something important. God's plan is not only forgiveness. God's plan includes empowerment. Acts 1 and 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The Holy Ghost gives believers a power to overcome sin, power to witness, power to endure trials, and power to live for God. God does not simply save people from something. He saves them for something. God will leave the crowd to reach one person. One of the most beautiful parts of Acts 8 is the story of the Ethiopian eunuch. Philip is experiencing revival in Samaria. Crowds are responding. Miracles are happening. Then God tells Philip to leave, not for another citywide revival, for one man. Acts 8, verse 26. Go south down the desert road. Philip obeyed. When he arrived, he found a man reading Isaiah 53 and searching for truth. Philip explained the scriptures and showed him that Isaiah was speaking about Jesus. The man believed. The man was baptized. The man left rejoicing. The lesson in that is, one soul matters to God. Jesus told a parable about leaving 99 sheep to find one that was lost. Acts 8 demonstrates that truth. God moved Philip away from a crowd to reach one person. Modern day analogy, imagine a church service where hundreds of people are worshiping. At the same time, a homeless man sits alone under a bridge asking questions about God. To the world, the crowd appears more important, but to God, that one soul matters. Never underestimate the value of one conversation, one Bible study, one invitation, or one act of obedience. Baptism was treated as important. After hearing about Jesus, the eunuch immediately asked, Acts chapter 8, verse 36, NLT, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" Notice Philip did not treat baptism as optional or unimportant. The eunuch understood that believing should lead to obedience. Throughout the book of Acts, faith consistently produced action. People responded to God's word. What Acts 8 teaches us today, number one, God can use hardships for his glory. What appears to be a setback may actually be God's setup. Number two, the gospel is for everyone. No race, background, or past mistake places someone beyond God's reach. Number three, true faith leads to obedience. Belief is not merely intellectual agreement, it produces action. Number four, the Holy Ghost matters. God not only forgives believers, but empowers them to live for him. Number five, every soul matters. God will move mountains to reach one searching heart. Conclusion, Acts chapter 8 reminds us that God is actively pursuing people. He used persecution to spread the gospel. He brought revival to Samaria. He exposed false motives in Simon. He poured out his spirit, and he sent Philip into the desert to reach one searching man. The same God is still working today. He still saves. He still fills people with his spirit. He still changes lives. And he still goes after one soul at a time. Maybe that one soul is someone in your family. Maybe it is a coworker. Maybe it is a friend. Or maybe it is you. The question is, will you respond when God reaches for you? Key takeaway, God is willing to move heaven and earth to reach one person who is hungry for truth. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God doesn't simply offer forgiveness. He offers transformation, power, and a new life through Jesus Christ.